As the forest turns gold and the days grow shorter, something wild and sweet is happening in the understory.
The berry bushes are heavy, the apples are ripe, and winterberry is bright red. The woods have become nature's candy store. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Chris McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. You know, when you say mast, a lot of people picture a tall pole on a ship. But mast, M-A-S-T, in the forest has nothing to do with sailing. Historically, acorn mast in the old world oak forests was utilized for fattening domestic pigs and as critical fat-rich autumnal food for wildlife.
Bumper crops of fruits and nuts fluctuate. Masting is the synchronized heavy production of these.
And when we talk about masts, there are two kinds, hard mast and soft mast. Hard mast includes acorns, beech nuts, and hickory nuts. The crunchy stuff. But let's not forget about soft mast, the berries and fruits that ripen through late summer and fall.
These fruits are essential for wildlife. Robins, bluebirds, and waxwings gorge on dogwood berries and viburnums. Bears bulk up on black cherries and mountain ash. Even turkeys and grouse peck at wintergreen berries when the snow starts.
What's fascinating is how well-timed all this is. Each plant ripens in sequence, almost like a conveyor belt of fruit. Service berries and blackberries in midsummer, dogwoods in September, and winterberry holding on into December. It's nature's way of keeping the pantry stocked.
And those bright red and purple fruits? They're not just pretty. They're signals to birds. The berries practically say, "Eat me."
It's a great trade. The bird gets a meal, and the plant gets a free delivery service. The seeds pass through the bird and get dropped someplace new, fertilizer included.
Unlike the boom and bust cycles of acorn crops, soft mast tends to be a little more reliable. Most years, a steady trickle of fruit. But that's changing a bit. Climate shifts, late frosts, and summer droughts can all affect when and how much fruit ripens.
And for some species, that timing really matters. Fall berries fuel migration, and persistent fruits, the ones that hang on to shrubs or trees into winter, are critical for birds like cedar waxwings that stay in New Hampshire year-round. These birds rely almost entirely on fruit, and they won't be visiting your bird feeders.
And the berries feed mammals too. Mice, foxes, raccoons, and opossums all forage on fallen fruit, cleaning up the forest floor and spreading seeds as they go.
And of course, berries feed us. Come November, I pull on my waders and head into the bog near my house to gather wild cranberries. Perfect for baking or homemade Thanksgiving cranberry sauce.
So next time you spot a flock of robins tugging at winterberry or cedar waxwings stripping the mountain ash, you're watching a seasonal exchange millions of years in the making. One that connects birds, mammals, and even people through the sweetest offerings of the forest.
The forest is full of those relationships, quiet, dependable, and easy to miss unless you stop to look.
It's nature's version of cooperation, sweetness for survival.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.
When the grapes ferment on the vines, the raccoons eat grapes until I realized that they were drunk.
How do you tell a drunk raccoon?
When you step out on the porch, they don't clamber down the porch and then run off into the woods. They just kind of hang out.
Do they crack bad jokes?
No, sometimes I'll crack a bottle of wine and sit down and enjoy some grape juice with them.